Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. We're eager to listen and learn together about our year of becoming. So let's get started with today's episode with the leader of our women's ministry, Pastor Amira Anuoha.
Our prayer and intercession acts as brick by brick being laid as we create a place for the Lord to come and dwell. Matthew 21:13 says this, "And he, referring to Jesus, said to them, 'It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.'" This verse comes after the triumphant entry where people were crying out, "Hosanna in the highest." They extravagantly worshiped and laid down tree branches as a means of praise and honor to our King. After receiving such an extravagant welcome into Jerusalem, Jesus immediately goes to the temple and becomes upset by what he sees. He finds that it began to be used for something outside of its original intent. So in righteous anger, he overturned tables as a means of cleansing the temple and reminded the religious leaders as to what the temple was made for. He declares, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." Now, I love that Jesus refers to the temple as his house, because a house is a place where family dwells. It's supposed to be a safe, protected space that is cared for and where you serve one another. But in this case, the religious leaders got so busy being distracted by serving themselves that it changed what the temple was known for. It changed it from being a place of worship and prayer to a self-serving market that paralleled where wild animals live. When Jesus comes on the scene, true to his nature, he takes what was and purifies it before renaming it with the title and purpose it should bear. He lets them know that the temple is his house, the house that he gave the blueprints for and expected them to steward well. Here at Crossroads, we want to use his blueprints for our house as we are intentional to become a house of prayer. Now, becoming a house of prayer is something we build into, and everyone is encouraged to be involved. With every prayer uttered and every voice lifted, we are laying the foundation brick by brick as we build this place to be a house where the presence of the Lord is known to dwell. Throughout the next 2 weeks of this fast, I encourage you to join us in this process. As we are intentional to become a house of prayer, God also wants us to be intentional about purifying our hearts. He wants to show us the areas where he needs to come in to bring order, repurpose, and rename. The areas where we've been so distracted by a good thing that it's taking us away from the right thing, the right blueprints that he has for our lives. Let me say a prayer for us now. Jesus, we ask that you have your way in our hearts, and we invite you to reorder and repurpose and dismantle anything that may be good, but is taking us away from your original intent for our lives. Would you continue to make Crossroads a place of prayer, a house where your presence dwells? And may you use the person listening to this in a bold way as they are intentional to take up their brick of intercession and lay it as a foundation for our church. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Stay connected with us on social media at Go to Crossroads and join us for our Friends and Family Sunday, September 10th. For more information, visit crossroadschurch.net/events.